the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Our population continues to grow. More people, more obesity, more health risks. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today on the Missouri State Journal, I have Dr. Jeannie Skibiski. She's an assistant professor in the School of Anesthesia at Missouri State University. She's been directing a study that looks at the effectiveness of an innovative technique to reduce the use of pain meds post-op.
The numbers of patients that are projected to have total knee replacements just continues to go up astronomically because of, you know, traumatic arthritis, obesity, you know, and people are living longer as well. So there's a bigger population, expanding population that needs joint replacement, and then they're going to need pain control.
Opioids are commonly prescribed for those with a total knee replacement. But with the increased attention turned to the abuse of these narcotics, a new method was approved a few years ago. It's called cryoneurolysis. She explains.
There's been what's called nerve ablation, where you treat the nerves and permanently damage them so that they are not painful anymore. But the cryoneurolysis technique takes the nerve just to the point of slightly damaging, basically bruising it so that it doesn't conduct the painful impulses anymore, and then the nerve fully recovers after about 3 months. And this has been applied in the area I was especially interested in was in total knee replacements, which there's lots of total knee replacements, and if you talk to a lot of people in the population, they'll say it was the most painful thing in my life. So this is an interesting aspect, a treatment, a way to help, you know, make their experiences better, reduce narcotic consumption, because that's a big concern now. We don't want to be just handing out pain pills and treating everything with a pain pill. This is a way to do it with a non-narcotic method.
Skibiski has been working with Mercy on this project. She enlisted the help of some students to dig deeper into the technique, and she is hoping to spread the word about what a great option this treatment could be, even though it's not widely used yet.
The two students I was working with are Maggie Swafford and Julia Merlot, and they initially were doing data, just research, and looking to see the effects of it. We spent a few hours in the cadaver lab looking at the nerves that were affected, and then they did some literature research and talked to some people that have done this and people that have experienced it. And they did a presentation at the spring meeting of the Missouri Association of Nurse Anesthetists. We wanted to kind of bring it forward as an option to make people in the anesthesia community aware of it as being a viable way to treat pain postoperatively.
Due to the wide variation in patient pain threshold, Skibiski says that orthopedic surgeons would work with individual patients to determine the best technique and pill to manage pain. She is now working with Mercy and the Institutional Review Board to gather more information about the patient outcomes.
I'm currently involved with Mercy doing the IRB approval of a study, a retrospective outcome study, to see, they've done on several hundred patients here, and we want to see how looking back, how did they do, compared to the people that didn't have the treatment. So that's where I'm just on the cusp of complete working that and collecting all the data on that.
Skibiski points out that Springfield has had a school of anesthesia for about 65 years, and the program became part of MSU in the early 2000s. She notes that research like this is just one aspect of making sure that the students leave the program as the highest quality practitioners.
We're doctorally prepared now. Our first doctoral class graduated in 2017, and that's a practice doctorate, and as many professions are moving into. And so you typically graduate about 25 students per year. So it's a three-year course of study, and there's around 75 students are available. And we have clinical sites, Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas, Idaho, all over the place. We send our students out to get their clinical rotations and get a lot of good experience. So we are known for graduating students, practitioners that are ready to go and very well trained. We're very lucky to have a simulation lab and skills lab that are very well furnished, and it really helped the students learn to in that first year before they, because we have a first year of didactic, and they are excited to go, get back to taking care of patients, but this helps get them ready to get out there and do the clinical, that they'll do 2 years of clinical rotations.
That was Dr. Jeannie Skibiski. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.